Hi guys, welcome back to episode 23 of a podcast because nobody asked for it. I haven't posted in quite some time because I feel like I've been kind of forcing episodes a little bit. The buffalo chicken dip was a stretch where I talked like 15 minutes about buffalo chicken dip. I know it, you know it, but that's besides the point. So I felt like I'd cut back on the episodes and only post when I feel like I have something worth talking about. In this one, I'm joined by my wonderful coworker, Mrs. Taylor Dubay. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
And we feel like we have something to talk about in this one. So for the last few months, rumors have been swirling around our workplace that the Verado Coffee Company is closing. And we were kept in the dark, like the staff was kind of kept in the dark for quite some time. But last week it was made official and the rumors are true that Verado Coffee Company is closing on June 30th. So we've gotten, as you know this, we've gotten tons of questions and additional rumors started by customers and community members when they come in here and talk to us. So I felt like it would be a good idea to do a podcast and just kind of break it all down and kind of almost separate like what's true and what might be not true. So let's start. We'll start with this, Taylor. We had a meeting last week. Today's Monday, May 13th. We had a meeting last week with our GM and our HR lady, and they told us, yeah, it's closing. So let's start with our meeting last week. What was said? We'll start with that because that's kind of like the foundation of all of this.
Okay, so basically, Jay, who is the general manager, and Linda, of course, came in, and they basically said they wanted to give us an end date to our closing, which is June 30th. And another reason he wanted to talk to us is to say kind of the reason behind closing. And he was pretty adamant on it, making it clear that it wasn't because of Starbucks.
And I made a point about saying that it's not because of Starbucks.
Right, yeah.
So many people come in here, and I understand that that's a pretty fun narrative and it's pretty easy to roll with.
It's a lot more interesting.
It's a lot more interesting. And it's like, you just, all you have to do to that is put the puzzle pieces together. Like, oh, they put a Starbucks in. 6 months later, the Verado Coffee Company is closing. Oh, that's why. No,
right.
That's actually not even true.
Yeah. So basically, the reasoning being is that, so this building that the coffee shop is in is really supposed to be, or its main purpose is to be a information center or to sell homes. And I mean, most of this we just learned kind of, I mean,
right,
the gist of it, but
right.
So this building was to support the Heritage District, which is like in the beginning of Verado.
A growing district in Verado, right, of homes and stuff like that in Verado.
Yeah, so the this building was kind of inform people and help sell homes in that area, and their main goal for this building was to only be open for 2 years, and now it's going on 5, so it's really exceeded. It's been so successful, it's exceeded.
They like never saw this happening. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So it's actually, I mean, I think that, well, so he said that the Heritage District doesn't need it, the cop or this information center anymore. So it's kind of like, it's definitely time to close it down.
Mm-hmm. Basically it's run its course. Like
right,
you said that the community center has run its course, and the community, the coffee side has always been a complement to the community center. Like, it was always like, hey, come in here and check out our homes. Oh, yeah, we have coffee, too.
Yeah, like a novelty. Like, oh, hey, welcome to Verado. Here's a cup of coffee.
Exactly. Let's talk about homes. And it's about getting people into the community. And they finally thought, well, it's run its course.
Yeah.
I guess we should take it even a step back further and talk about our meeting in January. You remember that?
Okay,
the first
yes.
week of January, they sat us down and they said, okay, yeah, the Starbucks is here. It's in Verado. You aren't closing yet. We're not sure what the plan is. We'll update you when that time comes. Fast forward until May 6th. That's when we were told, yeah, you are closing. But from January to May 6th, we, as the staff of VCC, kind of felt a little slighted because we felt like we were kind of in the dark.
Yeah.
Because we heard all these rumors from customers like, oh, you're closing. You're closing.
Yeah.
And it's like, where are you getting this?
Exactly. And some people would come in, they're like, oh my gosh, I just heard the building got sold. You guys are going to be a microbrewery. And I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm like, who are you? And exactly. And it's, bears worth repeating that Starbucks is not the reason why we are closing. How many times a day do you think someone comes up and asks us about Starbucks?
Oh my gosh. They don't even ask. They walk in. They're like, oh wait, we heard it's that stupid Starbucks cross street. Mm-hmm. I don't even give them my business. And it really has nothing to do with Starbucks at all.
I can't. Actually, I've just started to come up with different responses. Like this guy came in and he was like, I heard about, you know, what they did across the street to you. And I was like, what's across the street?
Yeah, I was like, what's going on over there?
It's this guy I've never seen before. And I was like, what's across the street? And he was like, you don't know? There's a Starbucks. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't. So it's just gotten to the point where we repeat ourselves so many times that I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to come up with my own responses and just have fun.
I think like when I start my shift, the first person asks me, I'm like, all right, I'm going to give them a detailed explanation. Right. And then after that, I'm like, I'm not doing that again.
6 hours later, I'm like, if I hear Starbucks one more time.
Exactly.
So a big question that people ask us is, okay, we know VCC is shutting down and the community center is shutting down on June 30th. What's it going to be after that? Well, we don't know that either.
Right, yeah. So another thing he said is that...
This was very interesting to me, by the way.
Yeah, so he seemed very... He didn't seem like he's in a rush or he was very relaxed on the future. So he basically said that the building is going to be sold, or not even just the building. The building, the parking lot, and the dog park. So all of that is included in the
So it's pretty sale. Pricey.
Right, yeah. So it's a couple million, something like that. And he said, since it is so expensive, it'll most likely be sold to a commercial business. So it's probably not going to be anything local.
Exactly. Like a mom and pop shop can't support.
Right. It's
like,
too,
exactly. It has to be some sort of a heavyweight. But basically, when June 30th is our last day, after that, from the sound of it, it's almost like the building's for sale. They don't have plans. So after June 30th, they're apparently going to paint the building. Because if you've ever seen our building, it's covered with colors and signs and a bunch of graphics and it's really cool. They're going to paint over it just a bland color. Mm-hmm. And it just, my assumption is just going to sit here until we get a buyer. When they do get a buyer, and this was also interesting to me, they're going to tear the building down. Which is very sad to me. I'm gonna be very sad.
The building is so interesting.
The building
too.
Is so cool. Yeah. They're gonna tear the building down. And if you've ever seen the Verado Coffee Company, it's building, parking lot, and then dog park across the street. When the new buyer comes in and they build the new building is gonna be where the old dog park was, and then where the VCC was, it's gonna be where the parking lot was. So they kind of want to flip flop it, which is strange to me because that's not really what we're used to, but
apparently it's like really common for like a layout for a business to be like that because coming from the road is like easier access and I guess it's easier to see the building from that corner. I don't really know, but
because when you're driving past Verado Way, like going into Verado, you're looking behind like VCC, you know, like you kind of have to, once you pass it, you got to turn around to look at it. And I guess
it can be confusing.
It can be confusing for sure. But this is probably something they didn't even think they would have to deal with 5 years ago. Cause they were like, we'll just stick it there for 2 years and we don't have to worry about it. Yeah. We found out on last Monday, the community found out on Friday, there was like a blast email or something that went out to residents on Friday. How would you say that the customers have reacted to the news?
Well, honestly, I feel like customers have quote unquote known it's going to close.
Right.
For
the
so
writing's
long
been on the wall. Yeah.
A lot of people aren't really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a lot of regulars and people that meet here are devastated.
Because actually where we're doing this podcast right now, it's the back room at VCC, which is actually funny. It's where we found out the news. But it's an awesome place to meet. And there are closed doors. It's quiet. So those people are bummed for sure.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that aside from the coffee, the meeting space in general is way more important to the community because that's the reason our new summer hours, the coffee shop closes at 3, but the building stays open until 5. Mm-hmm. So it allows that extra time for people to meet here because that's really what it's meant for. Like, that's what people use it for anyways.
For sure. My first day, the community found out Friday and I worked that Friday afternoon and people... And even through the weekend, people would come up to us and they'll just give you this look and they're like, we heard the news.
Right,
the thing that kind of annoyed me is this happened 2 or 3 times on Friday. These people I've never seen before. They're like, we're going to miss you so much. And I'm like, I have never seen you. I've been here for 4 years.
Fake fans.
I don't know. Fake love. That's what it is.
It is,
and I'm like, who are you? And they're buying out all the merch and all the t-shirts and stuff. And it's like, all right, that's fine, whatever. How would you say the whole atmosphere of the coffee company, what's it like now that there's an end date?
It's definitely, you know what, I feel like working, I don't know, I feel like I'm a person that's like in denial a lot, so I don't like really realize it until it's over. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely been a lot of changes, like the hours, of course, and a different way of closing and cutting off one part of the coffee shop. But overall, I think that the morale seems the same.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
One thing I've noticed is, like, we would be slow in years past, like a slow afternoon. There's like two or three people in here. You don't really think anything of it. Now, if we have that where there's like two or three people in here, I get sad because I'm like, oh,
yeah,
they know.
It's sad because it gets really quiet.
It gets really quiet.
You feel like you're by yourself.
Yeah, and that quiet takes on a whole new meaning now that we're closing for some reason.
Yeah, you're right. It really symbolizes the closing.
Yeah, it does. So we've had a week to digest this news. How do you feel now about everything?
Well, I mean, we always kind of had an idea that it was going to close.
Right.
So I feel like I've almost prepared.
Yeah.
And like emotionally in a sense, but now I'm definitely looking for more jobs. I'm more active about that. But, I don't know. It's very sad because I'm going to miss like all my friends and coworkers.
Same.
And even the regulars, I'm going to miss them so much.
Yeah. I get along with like these 60 and 70 year old women for some reason that I wouldn't get along with. I mean, not that I wouldn't get along with them, but I don't know if
people
I would strike up a conversation
to,
with. Yeah. Right? But here it's just, I'm definitely bummed. I think change is good. I've been here. It feels like the end of high school because I've been here for 4 years.
That's what I was saying.
You've
like with
been
the
here for nearly 4 years,
hours,
too.
It feels like senior year and the days
you got
are
a half
shorter.
Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's weird and it's bittersweet for sure. I think it's definitely like, I feel like I'm ready to move on because I'm graduating in 2 years. I didn't really think I would be here all 6 years, like from my last 2 years of high school to my 4 years of college.
Yeah,
but I'm definitely ready to move on. Like we've all said, it's, you know, we're all bummed. But I never thought when I started here when I was 16, it would come to this, that like I would be 21 years old, almost 21 years old, still here. I don't know. It's just
it's weird too.
So strange.
You think of this type of job as like a temporary job, but it's like a milestone. You move on from it, but I feel like it's become so much a part of our lives at this point that it's like.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to see it go.
Yeah. There's a quote, and not to like be over dramatic about it, but I like it. And I think it kind of applies to it. And it's like, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. And it's like, let's not be sad about that we're closing and we don't get to hang out together anymore, whatever. This played a really big part in our lives, you and I especially.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth celebrating and stuff. So we are definitely going to celebrate. I think we already have a few parties lined up. What will you miss most about this place?
Oh, hands down, the customers and the people I work with, for sure. Yeah. I mean, hopefully, the people I work with, I don't lose contact with them.
Yeah.
But even yesterday as I worked, I was asking like some of the regulars if they have a Facebook or Instagram so I can stay in touch with them.
Yeah, and I definitely, this is the thing that I really want to do, is I want to put out a list, like especially moving into our last month, of like, hey, follow our workers on Instagram, because there are so, like you said, so many customers I want to stay in touch with, like on Instagram or something like that.
Like I was, you know how like sometimes you're just sitting there and you have like this moment where you're like really digest like the moment that you're in and you're like, you know what, this might be the last time I see this person.
Yeah.
So I've really been doing that a lot lately, and it's sad because some of the customers don't have any social media. So
like
the
older ones,
you have with them. Like, this is the only thing we have in common.
Mm-hmm.
So after this is gone, you'll probably never see them again.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, we have, like, what, like 7 weeks left? 6-7 weeks of operation left? It's kind of weird. Like, you make a drink and you're like, all right, I'll talk to you later. It crosses my mind of, like, I hope you come in before then. And I hope I see you before June 30th.
Because some customers, they just kind of don't come in.
They come and go from month to month. Yeah, for sure.
So
I think the thing I will miss most is just, I think I've taken for granted how cool it is just to have a hangout spot.
Oh, like, for sure.
There will be times where we're working and like you'll have five friends come up and visit and just hang out at the chairs at the bar like all day, or my siblings or my family, something like that.
Yeah.
Or even coworkers, like when you're not on shift, you just come in and hang out.
And I think of it too, like if I have a day off and it's got to a point where I was like, geez, do I have a life outside of Same. Work? Because mm-hmm. I'll be sitting at home and bored and not knowing what to do. And the first thing I think of is I'm going to go to the coffee shop.
Same.
You know, you're guaranteed your friends are going to be there. They're going to be working.
Exactly. And we're all friends. And it's right. cool to be like, yeah, I'm going to go hang out. I'm going to get a drink. I might do some homework up there.
It's a good social time.
For
yeah.
sure. Yeah. So let's talk about plans. What are your okay. plans moving forward?
So obviously I love coffee. I have a passion mm-hmm. for it. So I'm thinking, I also, am pursuing a degree in wildlife biology. So I feel like I should definitely have a job pertaining to that more.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking into game and fish. But from what I've heard or what someone told me that works there is that they will hire interns. And it'll most likely be like 3 days a week. So I'm thinking I could do that.
And then
and maybe
make
find
some coffee in the other
shop.
Days?
Yeah, to do as a second job. So that's kind of the plan right now.
A cool thing that I will say is we've kind of ragged on Starbucks just because they've been across mm-hmm. the street, whatever.
Well,
they've
friendly competition.
Yeah, friendly competition. It's healthy. They have apparently offered all of us jobs, which is cool.
Yeah.
That's not official. That's just what like their higher up over there
it
told.
It makes sense though because yeah. usually coffee shops like to hire baristas.
I mean, you're already trained. Exactly.
Exactly. So if anything, it's just like employees being fed to them. They don't have to look for them. Like it's all like how many of us are there? Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Like
seven yeah.
potential great baristas to work there. So
yeah, that's so funny. Exactly how we're talking about how awesome this place is. Mm-hmm. We're doing a podcast in this back room. Customer comes up and they're like, hey, they're waving like yeah. crazy. And it's like, hey, how's it going? It's like, that is the stuff I'm going to miss.
The interaction,
yeah. the like the intimacy between, because you're not really supposed to be as close as we are with customers. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I just feel
some people, this is their time to kind of wind down. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will vent to us about their day. Mm-hmm. Like some people, they just really need that and yeah. we're there for them yeah. to do that. So.
Sorry, that was random and off track, but that was cool. yeah, it's cool that Starbucks has done that. They've also, in our company, because we're owned by basically the same people who run the golf clubs and restaurants in Verado, they've also offered us a position to stay within their company. So that is for sure what I plan on doing. Like I said, I graduate in 2 years, so I just need something to save and hopefully close to home. But so I don't know if I'm going to be working at a golf course or a restaurant or something like that, but 2 years, it's whatever.
Yeah.
So last thing I have, this is like a call to action. From now until June 30th, come hang out with us.
Oh, please.
If you're listening
yes.
to this, come hang out with us. We'll all enjoy these last few weeks together. It's going to be sad, but it's going to be bittersweet. But it's going to be fun. So we have, like I said, like 7 weeks together. So we're going to make it the best 7 weeks
yeah,
that we can.
Help us get through it.
Help us get through it,
so it's
please.
Not super dead and depressing.
Please, please come talk to us. Yes, free yes. conversation. So, okay, any more thoughts, Taylor?
No, I think
that'll do it. I think that covered it. So if you have any more questions, reach out, or if you want coffee or conversation, come hang out with us. And for episode 23 of a podcast, because nobody asked for it, that's all we have. Thanks, Taylor.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.